Shalom to all! Today's office is Yerushalmi Shkalim, Daf Chaf Hey. We are starting right at the top of the Amud at the beginning of the brand new Perek, and in the Vilna Daf, it's all the way at the end of Yudal and Bays. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us, Hatruma Maha Yu Eisenba, what would they do with the Trumas Lishka? All the money that was taken from Lishka, all these Machsa Shekels, what was actually done with them? So like Chenba, Tmidim Musaf and Niskayan, the Karban is Tameh, they were brought every single day, and the Karban is Musaf, they were brought on Rosh Chodesh, and on Shabbos, and Yom Tif, and all their Nesachim, all their libations, all this money was used to purchase that, and ha'omer, the carbon omer that was brought the second day of Pesach, u'shtei alechem, the shtei alechem that's brought on Shavuos, v'lechem aponim, and lechem aponim that's brought every single week in the Beis Hamikdash, v'chol carbonus at Tzibur, and all public carbonus, all carbonus Tzibur, that's what the machzah shekels were used for. Now we have a din as machlokes. Shomer sfichim b'shvias, notlan schar mitrumas halishka. Those who are guarding sfichim on Shemitah, they take their schar from trumas halishka. What's this referring to? So we know that on Shemitah, all produce is hefker, anyone's allowed to take it. Now the carbon omer had to be brought the second day of Pesach from barley. Now here we have an issue. If all barley is hefker, how is the Beis Hamikdash going to make sure that they get barley for the Karban Omer? So there would be people who were watchmen. These were the Shomrim, and they were watching Svichim. Svichim literally is translated as aftergrowth. It just basically means that which is growing wild. So they would be watching, guarding this barley to make sure that it could be used for the Beis Hamikdash, and they had to be paid for watching it. So their payment came from the Trumas HaLishka, and that way it's like the barley itself is a Karban Tzibur, because again, the watchmen of the barley were being paid with Tzibur money, with his money, the Trumas HaLishka. However, Rabbi Yosef argues, and he says, even if a person wants to be mitnadev, he wants to donate of his time freely as a shomer chinam and not be paid, not a problem, that's perfectly fine, because according to Rabbi Yosef, as we're going to see in the Gemara, we're going to discuss this decently at length, that even though if he's watching it, in a way, this barley is considered his, still, he gives it over to the Beis HaMikdash, and he's basically handing it over to the Tzibur. He's not keeping it for himself, and therefore it's not considered a private carbon. It's still a carbon Tzibur, so there's no issue. However, Amrulah the Chum told him, no, Afata Omer, even you say She'in Bainel Mishal Tzibur. The carbon Omer has to come from the Tzibur, and we say that he doesn't really give it over 100% to the Tzibur. He partially does retain somewhat of an ownership of this barley that he was watching for free, and that's why the Chumim, the Tanakama, says, pay him, and he can't do it for free. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Hachu Mahay Oisumba V'chulu. Now we bring in something else that's going to be relevant to our discussion. Ma Roz Man Atzukehanim V'omli Manois. Why is it in Maseches Tainis that this thing was counted? Over there, lists a number of different days that are considered days of simcha, days of happiness, that one's not allowed to fast on. And one of those days is what we just mentioned, is Zman Atzei Kehanim Va'am, the time of the wood of the Kehanim and the people. Why is that counted as part of those days? And the explanation is, El B'shasha Al Yishom and Agayla, when the Yidden came from Galos, V'loi Matu Eitzim B'lishka, and they didn't find Eitzim in the Lishka, they didn't have any wood for the Mizbeach, Va'amdu Elu, these people stood up, there's people from special families that stood up, V'nisnadvu Eitzim Mishal Atzman, and they took their own wood, U'misarim L'tzibur, and they handed it over to the Tzibur, cover Mahan Karbanos Tzibur, and that's where Karbanos Tzibur were brought from, meaning that's how they were able to burn all the Karbanos Tzibur, because of this privately donated wood. And the Nevim that were among them made this tonight, they made a stipulation, Shafilu Lishka Malaya Eitzim, that even if later on the Lishka is going to be full of wood, V'amdu Elu V'nisnadvu Eitzim Shal Atzman, these people could get up and donate wood from themselves. They have the schus of being able to donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash, Shalo Yahei Karban Maskarev El Mishal Hantchila, that a carbon should only be brought from their wood, as there's a special day that they celebrated, and that's why it's being mentioned as these special days that you're not allowed to fast on, and you're not allowed to have a hesped, so on and so forth. Now, Ravacha Ravacha clarifies, Rabbi Yosahi, this braisa is shitas Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi had said in our Mishnah, afarot misnadev shomer chinam, that even if a person wants to be misnadev and be a shomer chinam to watch the carbon omer, he could do that, and that's because, as we explained in the Mishnah, even though it's considered his, when he gives it over to the Beis Hamikdash, it's 100%, and therefore it becomes part of the tzibur, and he doesn't retain ownership of it, and that's why, says Ravacha, this braisa that we just quoted is Rabbi Yosi. Because according to him, even if the Lishka was full of wood and there's plenty of wood there, no problem. These families, these people could bring wood and we use their wood, and the wood has to come Mishal Tzibur. It can't be private wood. It must be, again, because it's like Rabbi Yosi, that they give it over with a full heart, 100%, and the moment it's handed over, it becomes part of the Tzibur. And the reason why this is not the Rabbanon is because according to them, these people weren't actually bringing wood anymore. Yes, you're right, in the beginning when there was no wood, they came and they donated their own private wood. But that was a Shasad Chak. That was a time of necessity. We didn't have wood, but later on when there was plenty of wood, people weren't actually able to physically donate wood. It was just a commemoration that they had, that this particular day was a Yom Simcha for them that they weren't allowed to fast on, but again, they weren't actually bringing wood. However, Rabbi Yosef is b'shem Rabbi Ila that no, Devar HaKoilhi, this brassa could be according to everybody, because Ma Pligin, what's the machlokes Rabbi Yosef in the Chum Mevayar Mishnah, Begufa Shel Karbon, when we're talking about a carbon itself that's being brought, whether or not when the person hands it over from his private funds or his private stash, and that's really given over 100% to the Tzibur. Aval Machshirei Karbon, But when it comes to just preparatory things for a carbon, such as wood, kolam amaydai, everyone agrees, shumishtana carbon yachal, carbon sibur, that the carbon yachal turns into carbon sibur, meaning according to Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Ila, even the chum would hold that these people gave actual wood, and since it's just a machshir of a carbon, it does get transferred from being a carbon yachid to a carbon sibur. Now we have something similar. If a woman made a white kesinus, a white tunic, and this is one of the garments of a kaihen, and maybe she was very skilled with her hands, so she wove a beautiful garment, and now she wants to give it to the kaihanim to be able to use in the Beis HaMikdash, tzricha limsar letzibur, she has to hand it over 100% to the tzibur, so that it's considered the tzibur's and not her private thing anymore. Chafayon Beis on top, Amar Bache, he says, Rabbi Yossi, this must be sheets Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Amar, he says, Afarotim snadu shamer chinam, and therefore we say that when this woman takes his garment that she sewed privately, came from her private funds, and she hands it over to the kehanim, she's handing it over to the tzibur 100%, and now it's considered to be Michelle tzibur. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Rishon Ravila, that no, Divrei Kaila, this is going to be according to everybody, because Ma Pligin, what's the machloikas, Tanakama, and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, begufish al carbon, where we're talking about the carbon itself, al machshirei carbon, with something that's preparatory for the carbon, such as the big day kahuna, kol amoydai, everyone agrees, shumishdan al carbon yachal, carbon tzibur, that it changes from a carbon yachal to carbon tzibur. When a private individual hands this over, it's considered to be completely subsumed by the tzibur, and it's not an issue of being a private thing anymore. However, now the Gemara tells us, Masinsa Pliga al Rabbi Yossi, the following Braisa is clearly not like Rabbi Yossi, because it tells us, Oysen Ayamim, those days, meaning those days that we mentioned on Amud Aleph, that were special days because of bringing the wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and these particular families don't fast, and it's a day of Simcha for them, they're Nahog B'Shas HaKarbon and Shaloi B'Shas Karbon, meaning whether or not we could bring Karbonos, dehainu whether or not we have a Beis HaMikdash, those days are still in effect. However, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi would say, Einu Noigin El B'Shas Karbon, that they're only at the time of Karbon, they're only when we have Beis HaMikdash. That's because, as we had explained, Rabbi Yossi holds these days were in effect because they actually brought wood to the Beis HaMikdash to be used. Now, if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, then they're not bringing wood, which means Mela, these days are not in effect because there's no cause for Simcha. Therefore, it has to be this Brisa is not like Rabbi Yossi, because this Brisa that these days are kept, even Shaloi B'Shas Karbon, even when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, is like the Chachamim, that anyway they weren't actually bringing wood to the Beis HaMikdash. It was just a day of commemoration that they used to bring wood, that they had this Chus to bring this wood back in the day, and therefore, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it could still be a day of commemoration, and therefore it'd be in effect. So that Brisa is clearly not like Rabbi Yossi. And V'Oid Min Hada, also from the following, the Tanu we have a Brisa, Amar Blaz Rab Tzadik, he says, Anu Hayinu B'nei Sana Ben Binyamin, we were of the family of Sana Ben Binyamin, who are one of these unique families that brought wood way earlier on when there wasn't any, so they had a special din, that they had a special day, that was a day of Simcha for them, and that day was Yud Av, the 10th of Av. V'chal Tishbav Liyos B'Shabbos, Tishbav fell on Shabbos, V'dachinu Oysa L'Maitzah Shabbos, and we pushed it off to Maitzah Shabbos, that's what we do, it's called Tishbav Nidche, and that means that Tishbav's on Yud Av, on the 10th of Av, which is their day of Simcha, V'hayinu Mas'anin V'loy Mashlimin, and we would fast on Tishbav, but we wouldn't complete the fast, because this was a day of Simcha for us. So we clearly see from here that even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, obviously there's no Beis HaMikdash, they were keeping Tisha B'Av, and we still see that they were keeping this special day of theirs that they didn't complete Tisha B'Av, so we see clearly not like Rabbi Yossi. And we can explain the Mishnah, Ha'im Rishtei Alechem Lechem Apanim, we said the Ha'im Rishtei Alechem Lechem Apanim, we use money from Shem Salishka to purchase these. Namasin says Rabbi Shmal, our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmal, Rabbi Shmal Amar, Rabbi Shmal says, Eina Eimer Bami Surya, the Eimer doesn't come from Surya, we can't import the carbon Eimer, we can't bring the barley from Surya, which has partial dinim of Eretz Yisrael, and for sure we can't bring it from Chutz La'aretz, and the way that we see the Mishnah's Rabbi Shmuel is because the next discussion of the Mishnah is that we pay the Shomer of the Svichim from the Trumas Halishka, which means that when it's Shemitah, we're still being makbid to take grain that grows in Eretz Yisrael, and we have to pay the Shomer to watch it to make sure other people don't take it, as opposed to just importing it from Chutz La'aretz or from Surya. And so we see clearly that the Mishnah's Rabbi Shmuel, that the Omer is not going to come from Surya or from Chutz La'aretz. We have a number of members that are just like this. Tamatani, over there, we learn the Mishnah, Kol Karbanos HaYachad VaTzibur, Bain Min Ha'aretz V'Chutz La'aretz, all Karbanos Mincha. This is specifically talking about Minachais, flour-based karbanos, whether they're yachid or tzibur, they could come from Eretz Yisrael or from Chutz La'aretz, min chadash min ha'yashon, from new grain or from old grain, chutz min ha'omer, except for the carbon omer, ushtei alechem, she'ein ba'in el min chadash min ha'aretz, they can only come from chadash, from brand new grain, and from Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Chanan says, this is obviously Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Amr, he says, ein omer ba'in min ha'surya, the omer can't come from Surya, and for sure not Chutz La'aretz, and so this member is clearly Rabbi Shmuel. And another similar member, Tamantani over there, we learned the Mishnah, Eser Kedusha is saying, there's 10 different levels of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael Mekadesh is Mekalei Ratzais. Eretz Yisrael is more sanctified than all other lands. And Huma Kedusha, so what is its Kedusha? Shemivin Mimena Ha'omer Vabikurim Ushtei Alechem. We bring the carbon Omer, Bikurim, which is first fruits, and the Shtei Alechem, which is brought in Shavuos, we bring it from Eretz Yisrael. Masha'ein Mivin Mekalei Ratzais, these things are not brought from all other lands. If you live in Chutz La'aretz and you have beautiful new fruits that are growing, you don't bring them as Bikurim. And Rav Chanan says, Rabbi Shmuel, he says, "Ein oimer b'amid asuria." Oimer doesn't come from Syria, and for sure not from Chutz La'aretz. And to continue over there, we learned in Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel says, in regards to Shemitah, we know that it's usher to plow and to plant and do all sorts of avodah with the land. Rabbi Shmuel tells us the following drasha: Macharish rishos chavav amalaf on top af katzer rishos. Just like plowing is always rishos, there's never a chiyuv, there's never a mitzvah that you have to plow for any particular reason, and therefore all sorts of charisha on Shemitah is usher. So to katzer, harvesting, which is rishos, which is something that doesn't have to be done, that's a type of harvesting which is usher to be done like the norm on Shemitah. Yatza katzira oimer, that excludes the harvesting of the carbon oimer, shehu mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah to do that. As we know, there's a chiyuv to harvest the carbon oimer, and that's allowed to be done on Shemitah. And kedaita he's l'shitasai to omer yatza katzira oimer, shehu mitzvah. This excludes the harvesting of the oimer, which is a mitzvah. Meaning Rabbi Shmuel is l'shitasai that he has to have this whole drasha to allow us to harvest the oimer like regular on Shemitah, because he holds that the oimer has to come from Eretz Yisrael. If not, he wouldn't have to have this whole drasha. He could just say, import the oimer from Chutz La'aretz, and you're not allowed to harvest it on Shemitah. We clearly see Rabbi Shmuel's l'shitasai, the oimer has to come from Eretz Yisrael. Memela, on Shemitah, we have to have a special drasha that allows us to harvest the oimer. And furthermore, as we had already said previously, have a man tana shomer smichin v'shviyas natan schar mitrumas halishka, Rabbi Shmuel, who's the man to amar v'ar mishnah, the shomer smichin on shviyas, get paid from the trumas halishka, that's Rabbi Shmuel. However, Amar Rabbi Yosef says that really, divrei kolhi, it could be that our mishnah is according to everybody, even according to the man to amar, that the oimer doesn't have to come from Eretz Yisrael. And all the mishnah is telling us is, loy matzu b'suria, if they didn't find any barley in Syria, mevi'in ois m'svichin shem Eretz Yisrael, so then it should be brought from svichim Eretz Yisrael, and then mele we're going to have somebody watching those svichim, but it doesn't have to be like that. Now we just have one more question, Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Hahein oimer, the korban oimer, ma'u shi Yisrael chem etchilo. Are they allowed to lechatchila plant it like that on Shemitah? As we said in Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, lechatchila it's allowed to be harvested like regular on Shemitah, that was based off of Joshua and Pasuk, and again that's because it can't be brought from Chutz La'aretz, so what about planting it lechatchila on Shemitah? That should be permitted since there's no other way of getting it. Why should we have to wait till it grows wild and then harvest it? Just plant it lechatchila. So Chidmar Ada, Ba Kumi Ramana, he asks as follows, Loi Nimtzak Kaimitz al Shirayim She'in Nechalin. Doesn't it turn out that the Kaimitz is going to be taken on Shirayim that are not allowed to be eaten? Even though maybe you're right, based off of Joshua Pasuk, they would be allowed lechatchila plant barley in order to be able to bring the carbon Omer. The problem is, the only part of it that would be permitted to use is the Kmitza, the part that's burned on the Mizbeach, because that's for the carbon. But the Shirayim, the leftovers after the Kmitza, those wouldn't be allowed to be eaten by the Kaihanim, because planting it for that purpose just to eat it is not okay. And then that means that it's taking Kaimitz for Shirayim that aren't eaten, which we know lechatchila is not allowed to be done. So Amar Lehi, he told him, not a problem. Nasek chamisha dvarm shein bain betuma ve'ein nachalin betuma. This could be like one of the five things that is brought betuma but not eaten betuma. There's a whole list of these. We had some meseches pesachim that there are certain things that even though there's tuma involved, we're going to bring them on the mizbeach. They're just not going to be eaten. So this could be the same thing over here that we're going to bring the kaimitz, we just won't eat the shirayim. So technically, this would be a good suggestion. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.